This is a production of the White Dragon Podcast Network, WDPN, bringing you the very best in internet talk radio.
Good day to you one and all, and welcome to Actively Distracted Dialogue, Episode 1, recorded January 28th, live at the WDPN Satellite Studio in Greenwood, Arkansas. ADD is a podcast where friends get together to talk about everything and nothing all at the same time. Topics for discussion may include, but are not limited to, geek news, tech news, pop culture, and marsupial husbandry. My name is Mike, and joining me today, seated to my left, is my good friend, co-worker for more than 10 years, and a guy that was not my best man at my wedding, Tony Ward.
You didn't have to bring that one up.
And sitting here...
To be fair, I didn't hear about it, so...
Got to keep things fresh, Tony.
Fresh.
That's fresh.
That's very fresh.
So fresh and so clean.
Eight years old.
We've been married for a decade now. Not you and I, but me and my wife.
No, that's what I'm...
Speaking of my wife, sitting across from me... It's not my wife. It's a gentleman I've known since he was but a wee suckling on his mother's teat, my brother-in-law, Josh, who didn't mute his phone.
I'm sorry.
I knew one of you guys was going to do it. I had smart money on Josh, and that's how he greets the entire internet, is with
He married my sister, and the first time he saw me, I was naked in the bathtub.
No.
I think you were on his sister-in-law.
The first time I saw you, you were,
oh, yeah, I ran across the house.
No, the first time I saw it? you were drinking some milk, sir.
You couldn't run.
Right out of the jugs.
Oh, okay.
Straight from the tap, as it were.
Yes, yes.
That
yes.
Was
you were doing keg stands.
That's my mom.
that's she's a history buff, your mom, isn't she?
Yeah.
I heard what you guys were talking about on Facebook last night.
She was trying to teach me about DOS and all that.
MS-DOS, right?
MS-DOS.
Some dude named Dawes, and I was just, what, is he the creator of MS-DOS?
What'd she say to that?
Yeah.
She's like, you're an idiot.
Well, nail on the head there. Well, okay, let's get it going here.
I'm fine that she calls me retarded.
Well, you know, that's just everybody. Well, everybody is nowadays.
That's what mothers do.
That's what mothers do.
Who needs all them chromosomes? Down.
Couple people who could use a few.
Most.
I guess everybody needs a couple.
You gotta have a few.
You gotta have an even number, I think, is what they shoot
minimum.
For.
Eight minimum.
No less than eight.
No less than eight. That's the law.
It's eight?
It's a state law.
It's a state
law. Okay.
Babies born with less than eight chromosomes just get tossed right out.
It's not even a baby at that point. So.
I thought it was 23.
It just comes out as just like sludge.
I thought the chromosome count was normal. It was like 23.
I wouldn't have any idea, to be honest.
It is.
I mean, they mentioned it. I'm sure.
Yeah.
When I took,
it's literally been years since you've been in high school.
In 90 seconds, he's gone from retard to genius.
Pure genius.
Actually, he's gone from idiot down to retard, and then up to down to idiot.
Idiot to retard,
and then up to genius.
Genius.
You know what? Until you can checkmate me in two moves, sir, you're no genius. I know genius.
I'm on the Einstein level right now.
Well,
you're not quite going into the Guinness Book of World Records at this point.
Negatory.
Especially for the highest Tusami.
I don't know what that is.
Well, we work with a guy who's a card-carrying idiot. God love him. Nicest fellow you'll ever meet. Don't leave him alone with your kids. But anyway, he was playing chess, which is typically regarded as a thinking man's game. And he was playing chess with a fella...
He told us from the beginning, the second guy, the challenger, if you will, he said he wasn't big into chess. He admitted to not being that big into chess, but he wanted to play a game. And this guy said, yeah, I'll play you. Let's set it up. And so they played for approximately four moves. And the first guy that we're talking about checkmated him, did the four-move checkmate.
I mean, it's four moves, but technically, that's how
two
you confirm
moves.
Something in Czechoslovakia.
Right.
Check.
Yeah, you go down your checklist.
Mm. But
this is a check, Mike.
It was technically two moves apiece.
Right. Right. He
two
performed
moves from either side.
Two moves.
So technically a two move sweep, and when we all looked at it, saw that it was a checkmate in two moves, he just kind of sat back with a look on his face and said, the challenger, and said, I can't believe I just lost. Oh, no, 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 you got to tell what the guy said first. He said, wow, I beat him in two moves. That must be some kind of Guinness World Record.
Yes.
And everyone in the room wondered how a guy that called it the Guinness Book of World Records could beat someone in two moves in chess. But it happened. And unfortunately, it happened to this guy. He happened to be the guy that it happened to.
I had a friend that tried to teach me how to play chess once. I know how probably two pieces move, and then after that, it's just fancy checkers.
Very fancy checkers.
Fancy checkers, he says. Yes. I never could play it as a child. I'd look at the... I had a kid try to teach me, and then he said, this one can only go up two and over one. And I was like, what does it even mean, up two and over one? No, it can go wherever it wants to. No,
well,
it can't.
As long as it's not
diagonal.
You
just put the king on top of the king.
Well...
Now that's really special.
Now we're getting into some Game of Thrones.
Or some Tudors.
We did just eat Taco Bell.
We're gonna have.
So we're gonna have some Tudors.
We're gonna have a couple of bathroom breaks, I'm sure.
The Green Lantern.
I doubt he'll listen to this because he doesn't listen. All right. I have one class. It's called Computer Architecture. Now, what's the first thing that you think we would be using in Computer Architecture?
CAD.
Architectures.
No. Computers.
Naturally.
Oh, yeah. Well. Okay. He asked one of the other people, are we using computers in this class?
He thought you were going to be building computers. Hmm. Oh. So, I mean, you don't have the computer until the end of the semester when you've built it.
He also...
obviously, he's...
Somebody had a problem with their hard drive overheating, which your hard drive is going to get hot anyway. So I told him, put it in the freezer. Be fine.
Well, that's a good. Actually, that's something
you can't
can
really use it in the freezer. Like it's just going to cool it down and like open.
Well,
it
that's
and
true.
Well, no, if you don't close the door, you can use it. You can put the whole CPU in the freezer.
Who's going to use our computer in a freezer?
The same kind of guy who asks if computers are going to be used in a computer class.
That type of guy.
I mean, you've really got to be specific with something like that. And if you tell somebody we'll just put it in the freezer, he's going to say chest or walk in.
Oh, okay.
Walk in would be easier though.
Walk in, you just put the whole thing in there.
Exactly.
Wrap up, a couple of scarves. Socks?
Kind of guy that wears scarves probably wears slippers.
There's nothing wrong with slippers.
And has a pea coat.
Hey, I don't have a pea coat anymore.
What's
I left
a pea coat?
It in, left it in the what the sailors wear, like those big black
seamen.
Ah,
with that's why you wrap seamen in.
Well, they prefer to be called sailors at this point because people always make that joke about something being long and skinny and holding a bunch of seamen, being a submarine.
Oh,
so they call themselves sailors. They call themselves sailors.
Sailors, like Sailor Moon.
A lot like that. You should say that to the next sailor you see.
Soleil Moon Fry?
That was the guy Brewster. I work with. He just joined the Navy, and he just finished his, I think, he just finished basic.
Did he sail the seven seas? That's what you do in the
Not
Navy.
No, there's only four, really.
Not yet. He was in Chicago.
Great Lakes.
I was thinking the band.
Oh.
He's Saturday in the Park. Must have been the 4th of July.
We went from Chicago to Kansas to Boston. Just a triumvirate. Go ahead.
I've got a niece named Kansas.
I don't.
But
son's named Boston.
We had to get him a at work. We had to get him a card to congratulate him or whatever. And I wrote on there, "Welcome to the newest member of the village people," because he calls himself a sailor now. He wasn't happy about that.
Do you know an Indian, a black construction worker? And what was the other one?
I know a black guy. An
I
Indian,
don't. I'm not very Catholic. At
you don't
all.
Have to be. You don't have to be
Indian,
to know what a priest
black
looks
guy,
like.
Construction worker, sailor,
Indian
and a cop.
Cop. That's what it was. It was a cop.
Which, I mean,
those aren't all occupations. I mean,
they're vocations.
One of them was an Indian, right?
Well, but if
like
you,
a,
but,
like
but
a,
see, to,
whoa, 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 Indian. Not
right.
The, not
that
Indian.
Is an occupation because you don't see those anymore. So anybody dressed like that is in costume.
Isn't an act like a Elvis impersonator?
Exactly.
They're an Indian impersonator. And
but
some
what,
of them
what
actually,
if they're
are
actually
Indian.
Indian.
Yeah, some of them actually are Indian.
Yeah, like the guy in Free Willy, who was Alaskan, but does an Inuit, which is an Indian.
Sounds a lot like
it's a Northern Indian.
It's the Indians that weren't motivated enough to keep going down into America. They stopped at Alaska.
And you know what? They're the better for it.
I suppose.
They didn't get pillaged and plundered.
I feel like it's
no
better
manifest
spending
destiny.
A life, spending
None.
A life in the cold eating blubber all day.
Hey, what do we do down here? We still eat blubber all day.
I don't eat McDonald's
blubber.
Which is essentially, if you melted it down to it's fat. It's just fat and soy protein.
Was, okay, I was gonna say. Yeah, it's just fat. Isn't it made of like soybean or something?
No, no, they got it made out of anus beef.
Oh,
anus beef. Put that in my locker.
No, I didn't put any anus in your locker.
No, there was a sticker in my locker that said anus pounders.
No, I swore that. No, was the closest I've come to doing something like that is when I put the dough urine in Charlie's locker at work. And then I got in a lot
of
trouble.
Worst idea ever.
Yeah, it seemed like a good idea at the time because I'm on nights and I don't eat in the break room. So,
well, for the people that do, we thank you for putting urine, an open thing of urine.
No, it was a wafer, so it was actually just a scent-impregnated plastic disc.
That's enough.
So there was no urine involved.
That's totally enough. It's more than enough.
How big of a space can that make it stink?
Well, considering that it's supposed to fill all the space around where you're hunting and let the deer everywhere smell it, or the buck smell it, it's pretty potent.
And I'm here to tell you,
it was fit into a box no bigger than a foot by foot.
Okay, so if you put a little bit in, like, say, on a school rug, it could stink up the whole school.
No.
Okay.
If you put it in the venting...
No,
like,
I mean,
put stink bombs in the ventilation system, and then, yes, the whole school will smell like it.
Because someone did something at the high school when I was there. It was, like, my junior year. Someone did something, and it just stunk up the entire school, and just no one had any idea what it was.
Now, see, I've done that, but it's been legitimate.
I took an egg and stuck it under a rug, sat there for a month.
I can't remember who this was, but they were leaving an apartment or they were doing it at school. I can't remember, but they put fish inside like the curtain rods.
Oh.
And just left the fish there.
Like minnows?
For the next, that and like even chunks of bigger fish. Just put fish in the curtain rods, and so you never think to take the curtain rods down. So they're looking all over this place, and there's just a fish smell in the entire apartment.
That's no good.
That could be better.
Could be worse.
It's no sensey.
And I lived worse when I lived in the crack house on Wheeler. Wheeler is an industrial side of a town where I grew up in. It was just like nothing but factories and really no houses out there short of a trailer park and one duplex. I happened to live in the duplex, and when I moved into it, there was a refrigerator there. I was told by the guys who had lived there, don't open it because it quit on them one night full of food, and they just, had no way of removing it from the house because neither of them owned a truck, and it just sat there not working and unplugged for like 7 months.
They couldn't just take it and just kind of pull it out?
They couldn't do a shelf at a time?
They just let it...
They didn't.
Well, because, I mean, when it went out. Like over a weekend and nobody was there. By the time they got back, they figured it was just all, the food was gone anyway, so let's not mess with it. So anyway, I move into this little place and I bring my own refrigerator. And I keep my drinks in the refrigerator, I keep my sody pops and what have you in there. And folks would come over. And the joke that I would play, when they'd want something to drink, I'd say, yeah, it's in the fridge, bottom shelf. They wouldn't know which fridge to go to.
But I'm assuming they went to the big refrigerator.
That's the first one they saw because it was in the kitchen.
Right.
And they would open it up, and just you could see the odor come out. Just this brown cloud would fall out of the refrigerator. And it's my house, and it would smell so bad, but it was so funny. And then fruit flies would come out of it, and that got me thinking: how did they get in?
When the last person opened it,
I never had a fruit fly in my house. Until this started just like dying and all the stuff in there started rotting. Then I have fruit flies.
Well, it's like Pasteur, isn't it?
Louis?
If you let people open the door, why didn't you just take it out? It already smells. Might as well just get it out of there.
Because at that point, it was a gimmick.
At that point, it's a joke. It's a gag.
All right. It happened.
It's a gag reflex is what it is.
It's definitely a gag.
All right. Well, the joke happened. Now get it out.
But the joke keeps going.
To several different people. And he got used to the
smell. I had strangers in and out of my apartment. I mean, it's Wheeler Avenue. I mean, there's
people looking to buy drugs. It was a former crack house.
I did wake up to panties and negligee in the driveway one morning.
Was that their down payment?
All I know is the neighbor on the side of duplex took it and hid it in his couch side table. It looked like evidence. So
that's one way of looking at it.
So what was funny is whenever you would open up the refrigerator at my house, it smelled like death. whenever you would open up the table of the drawer at his house, it smelled like whiskey and bad judgment,
and the fish
and Walmart perfume.
Ooh,
yeah, oh,
that's bad.
Yeah,
I wear Walmart cologne. It's not that bad.
Guys don't care what we smell like.
No, unless it's fish.
Then you don't want to smell like fish.
I wear like $5 cologne. That was a guy that that I used to work with. He would go to the mall and buy like a bottle of $150 cologne.
Brute.
Oh, Brute. I remember Brute every year for Christmas.
Every year.
Just it was the green bottle, right?
Yeah, you'd get the cologne, you'd get the shampoo.
The aftershave.
Oh, man. Oh, man. And when you were a kid, you think, yeah, you're using it all the
Sweet,
time.
Oh,
and then,
man.
And then you grew up and you're like, oh, my gosh, I smell like a dirt racetrack.
This smells like sweat of a construction worker. Well, it is called Musk. Musk and Brute, I'll tell you what. Stetson. Anyone ever get Stetson?
The hat?
No.
I use Drakkar Noir.
What does that mean in France?
Black. One of those words was black.
Black noir.
Well, that's black.
Drakkar black.
No, my only cologne is coconut oil for my beard. And this very new cologne from France called Degree. I'm not sure what it means in English.
You put coconut oil on your beard?
Absolutely.
So you walk around smelling like spring break needing a Brazilian?
No, I walk around smelling like an Almond Joy.
He keeps products around for his beard. I keep products around for my hair.
There you go. And whenever I had hair, nothing like that. But when I had hair, dude, I hated having to take care of it. Put the stuff that you have to. And I got to still do it for the beard. I mean, the beard comes down to almost my sternum. You got to do something.
Dang near killed him.
Dang near sternum. Dang near killed him. Daniel Sternum.
Daniel, you know what? We were just talking about Daniel Stern.
We were just talking about Daniel. It all comes back around.
Yes, it does. And, you know, we're talking about what a horrible actor he was.
Well, but I know he had to produce. He became a producer or a director. I know he did after all that stuff. After your Home Alones. Because he didn't do Home Alone 3. That was a whole different cast.
No, that was a whole little turd of a kid.
Did you see they did a Home Alone 4?
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, I'm not watching that. I just saw they made it. I was like, oh, that's cool.
That's like they did a Sandlot 2 with
I didn't know they made a
freaking
Sandlot
Luke
2.
Perry.
No one's going to watch Sandlot 2.
Yeah, I wouldn't even watch it if it had Katy Perry in it. The only role she could possibly play would be Wendy Peppercorn. Okay. Then I'd probably watch that.
I might.
Yeah.
And if they actually put Marilyn Manson as that other kid that everybody says that he was?
No. No, no. The claim was that he was one of the boys in Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka? I thought it was Wonder Years.
Okay, Wonder Years. Where are you getting Wonder Years from?
Who was Wendy Peppercorn? Or
Peppercorn.
Who was that from? What was that? Was that from Sandlot?
She was the attractor girl
the
from
lifeguard.
Sandlot.
What was the girl's name from Wonder Years?
Wanda. Wendy. It was Wendy also, yeah.
Oh, okay. So that's why I was getting messed up.
Okay, with that, I think we're going to go ahead and take a break. We're going to go ahead and hear from WDPN's very own Kevin Kessler while he tells us a little bit about some of the other fine shows you can hear on the WDPN Podcast Network.
Hey everyone, it's your good pal Kev from the White Dragon Podcast Network, shamelessly interrupting your enjoyment of this tremendous WDPN podcast you're listening to basically shill to you. Bear with me here, folks, this will be brief. I know what you're all thinking, you're loving the tremendous audio spectacle currently delighting your auditory senses, and you're lamenting the fact that the stars of the WDPN are only around for you 1 hour per week, right? Well, you're wrong. We've got a whole slew of shows that will delight, entertain, and captivate you all week long. And the best part is that we've got something for everyone. Are you looking for something your whole family can enjoy? Well, look no further than Two Men and the Mouse, the flagship show of WDPN focusing on the magic and wonder of Walt Disney World. Pete Mandel and myself share our love of the most magical place on Earth as we count down the latest and greatest news of the week before diving deep into a featured topic. Maybe you're a fan of geek TV and movies. You love the world established in shows such as Arrow, Gotham, The Flash, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Doctor Who, and so many more. Well, for you, we've got the Geek Watchtower. I'm joined each week by a special guest host as we review the latest installments of our favorite geek-centric media. Sometimes, though, the universe of geek pop culture can be a little too all-consuming and you need to go broad. That's why we've got Bat Squad Radio, hosted by the YouTube comedy trio known as the New Jersey Bat Squad. You'll hear me as Kev L, along with Bat Dave and Spider Denny, detailing the goings-on throughout all of geekdom. Perhaps you're more of a sports entertainment fan. Well, WDPN's got that covered as well. Step inside the world of professional wrestling with Ring Ropes Radio, the all-new pro wrestling podcast of WDPN. Kevin Clark and I present to you all the viewpoints of two 10-plus years veterans of the wrestling business and supplement that with special interviews with the stars of wrestling's past, present, and future. Want more information on where you can find this plethora of internet audio entertainment? Well, head over to Facebook.com/WD Podcast Network and give us a like for all the latest news and new shows and episodes. Okay, I'm all done. I told you it would be quick. Well, this wasn't exactly quick, but whatever. Back to the show. Enjoy it, and thank you for listening to the White Dragon Podcast Network.
All right, we're back. And now for the stuff that really matters, not ads and not what's going on in our personal lives. We want to talk about real life issues. This is a segment I want to call The Floor. Tony, you have the floor.
Okay, so anyway, Johnny Depp got attacked by a chupacabra. That's the only story I got. No, okay, the story is... So hold on. Johnny Depp was going to Tokyo because this movie is about to be released.
He found the chupacabra in Tokyo?
In Tokyo.
At a Taco Bell?
I'm not sure. He didn't say that.
It had to have been a Taco Bell. That's the closest thing to...
Yeah, that's like a combo number 8 is a chupacabra, chicken, or beef.
Chimichanga. No, you're thinking chalupa?
Chalupa. Chalupa
cabra. The chalupa cabra.
The chalupa cabra.
Chalupa, the elusive...
That's a number 8 with goat meat.
With goat meat, necessarily.
The old Mexican goat sucker.
So
that's what they're going to call it.
So the American version
attacked
of that...
Attacked by a goat sucker.
So the American version of that obviously called number, Johnny Depp...
I got number 8 goat sucker.
...goes to Tokyo trying to promote his new movie, Mordecai, which I know we've all... are all going to see.
I'm going to see it.
Naturally. I'm going to see it. I'm all about, you know, embalming people.
Well, it is in 3D, so you're going to...
It's about embalming people?
Yeah.
It. Does it take place in a, what is it, mortuary?
Is it?
Yeah, it's Mort.
Mort.
Yeah.
Mork from Mork?
No.
Mort.
No. Mort.
Mort.
Mort. Mortecai.
Mortimer.
No, it's Mort. Mortecai.
Mort and Takai. They're both in there.
George Takai's in there?
It's his nephew.
I think it's Takei.
Takei?
It rhymes.
It could be his husband. Because they dictate the name.
Oh, that's true. Mm. It does dictate the name.
Johnny Depp married Takei.
I did not see that in the story. All I saw was chupacabra.
Maybe that's a safe word.
Chupacabra!
I was thinking a safe word was Takei.
I'm sure there's a lot of people's safe
Takei.
Words.
Takeo!
Takeo! Oh, my.
Okay, so Johnny Depp was attacked by a mythical beast.
He says Johnny Depp goes to Tokyo and he misses a press conference that's taking place there a few days prior, and he comes out to a new press conference and says, "I'm sorry I wasn't there. I got attacked by a chupacabra."
Like, he went in front of them and said this, or was this released?
No, this was in front of the whole thing. Yeah, he laughed and joked with journalists at a press conference as he explained why he was a no-show the day before. He said he was battling a cold, but that wasn't the reason for his absence. And I quote... "I was attacked yesterday morning by a very rarely seen or experienced animal called chupacabra. I fought it with it for hours. They're very persistent, very mean. And I'm pretty sure it came into my suitcase."
Yeah, I didn't get to go.
Whoa,
to school.
I think the bigger news story here, more than that he was attacked by a chupacabra.
He was out in public.
Was that he imported the chupacabra.
Where was the TSA?
Right?
You mean when that goes through the x-ray, it probably killed it. Well, the x-rays probably
killed it. No, they live on gamma rays.
He had to defend himself. That was trying to take his armbands.
That's, you know what happened?
Well, there's too many to take.
No, I got this. We've all seen Twilight Zone.
No, wait.
Was it out on the wing?
There's something on the wing. That's what he did battle with.
I've only seen the Simpsons version of that. Never saw the actual show.
That's what happened.
William Shatner.
No other excuse. I mean, how do you... First off, Paris Hilton travels around with a dog in a purse, okay?
Naturally.
Nobody bats an eye. Johnny Depp sneaks a mythical creature, okay?
That's probably why it didn't show up on the x-ray.
In his carry-on.
X-rays aren't calibrated to mythical creatures.
They're not. That's a widely known fact.
Creatures exist out of the plane of the X-ray. The spectrum.
How many times I've gone through an X-ray with a unicorn?
Many times.
Many. I rode it right through there.
Get out. Mm-hmm. Just saddle it right up. What kind of saddle you put on a unicorn? Bare. Josh rides bareback.
Bareback Mountain? Was that
Jake
the,
Gyllenhaal?
No, you live on Backbone Mountain.
Backbone.
Is that really what's called Backbone?
That's where he lives. Brokeback Mountain. All right. What, so how did the Japanese?
Well, he apparently showed them a video of him being attacked, and both him and the Chupacabra were 200 feet tall, and they destroyed a small village. It wasn't in the middle of Tokyo. It was in some small village. That he
was this produced
into.
By Michael Bay?
It was.
Okay.
It was produced by Michael Bay. It had 5 Ninja Turtles this time.
Ah.
Will Arnett being the 5th, obviously.
You gotta have Will Arnett. It's not a movie without
Actually, him. He was already in the Ninja Turtles.
What? Was he?
What movie? What?
Who did he play?
The most recent Ninja Turtle.
Yes, I know. That's why I brought it
up. I never saw it.
He played the bumbling camera guy.
Yeah, the camera guy that was in love with Megan Fox, but come on.
Obviously, he didn't see her in Transformers to know that she is just riddled with STDs.
It's one of those things where you look at her and you just kind of have this bad taste in the back of your mouth of like salty garbage.
It's like I would see her working behind the counter at a beer joint, okay? Not a bar, but a beer joint where you go in and you overpay for beer served to you by the can. By the can, not even poured into a cup.
Like
the closest you get to that service is they got a fancy opener that just.
Whenever have you ever drinking beer, other than a frat party or a college party? When have you ever had beer served in a cup?
My little league team won one time and coach at the party.
And you drank beer out of a cup?
Out of his
at the
cup.
Party?
You drank beer with your little league coach?
Yeah. Out of the catcher's cup.
How was that? Did he try
out of the catcher's cup, and were you the catcher?
Did he?
We were all catching.
Did he take you out to the? Did he take you into the closet?
No. He couldn't fit all of us in the closet.
Oh.
That's essentially how it turned out with Johnny Depp. Getting back to that, is that he showed them this amazing footage of him battling, and they just believed it.
Was it a Silly Bus production?
It was not. It was actually a Tim Burton production.
Well, that makes sense.
I'm pretty sure that Helena Bonham Carter
was the Chupacabra.
She was in the Chupacabra outfit. She really wanted the mask to come off.
There wasn't much makeup then, was there?
There was. Hey, she's a very handsome woman, okay?
Oh, man, I tell you what, she's dapper. All right, so Johnny Depp did battle with a Chupacabra in Japan. None of that adds up, but you know what? If you're going to come out and be that bold, I'm not going to call BS on that. I'll accept that as fact.
Yeah.
Josh, you now have the floor.
Well, last week, Windows 10 happened.
It happened?
Windows 10.
Yeah, it happened.
Well, has it come out yet?
No, they haven't released that yet. They just showed what it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Where was this shown?
California? I don't know.
The TV?
Why does California get all that? Well, that's where they make the boobs.
I saw it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The boob tube.
So out of YouTube.
Yeah.
Like a TED Talk or a CES or something like that? A technology expose?
No, but they...
Exposed myself once
at a
playground.
They had a very enthusiastic speaker and a very boring audience.
Well, to be fair...
So basically, they got this podcast.
So any audience...
You guys want to see a demo? Let's go see a demo. Everyone just... There were no words said, no claps. Just
everybody texted, "Yay!"
Everyone's at a Windows reveal on their MacBooks.
Of course, yeah. Of course.
But yeah, they're going to be giving it out for free for everyone running 7, 8, and 8.1.
Well, I think I've got 7
because I haven't even got 7.
It looks like Windows 8, but without all the crap.
What crap? Because I've got no experience with Windows 8. I've not messed with it.
You got your Windows, and then you got you push your Windows key, then it pops up the big blue screen with all the apps all over the place. Kind of like the Xbox One dashboard.
Okay, Windows 8 is the one that looks like a Windows mobile phone, kind of a whole bunch of boxes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. They're not Windows anymore. They're panes.
They took that out. Well, they didn't take it out. You can have it if you want. It's optional. You just gotta go to a place and click that.
Isn't that the way Windows 8 is though? You can actually get rid of.
I don't know. I've only messed with it maybe a couple times because I don't like it. But yeah, they move that to like a smaller part where you go to the you can go down to the start button and it'll pull up your your start menu.
Start menu.
Yeah, it'll pull up start menu. And then we have just kind of a little pull off bar that has the apps, but they're real small.
So quite literally, nothing's changed because I've got Windows 7 that's what mine does.
That's how XP is.
No.
We might have to use Windows 8 to figure. I'm never going to use Windows 8.
No.
But I'm thinking it's one of those you had to be there things.
Yeah, I've used the, I've got the preview version of Windows 10. I've been messing around with it.
So we've got Windows 7, which we like. Windows 8, we don't like. And Windows 10.
It's so good they skipped 9.
Right. So basically, like Windows 8 and 9 is like the second Skylander.
Mm. I never played it, but yes. I'm assuming you have.
Well, it was a horrible, horrible movie.
I've never played it, but I'm assuming it's exactly like that.
Yeah, it was. It had like a Scottish guy named Adolfo Gonzalez.
And another thing.
With a sword.
You ever wanted to watch Netflix on your ceiling?
I can honestly say I haven't.
Oh.
They're coming out with a HoloLens, which you might need a mono lens.
I'll have you know I'm undergoing treatment for that. No, yeah. I'm taking antibiotics.
I don't think that
to get rid of it.
Fix it.
It'll fix.
I don't think they make LASIK pills.
Give it time. If there's money in it,
they will.
Big Pharma will come up.
They've got
with
Windows
it.
10. They're real close to LASIK.
Windows 10 is. I mean, this is something Confucius said. Windows 10 is literally one hop, skip, and a jump from LASIK pills.
LASIK pills.
It was very difficult to translate back then, but we now see, now in the 2015, we see that that's what he meant. But
yeah, they've got a HoloLens, which holograms.
Like, got Kevin Bacon on them.
You can probably get a Kevin Hollow Bacon
Man.
Sticker.
Hollow Man.
Hollow Mans.
You can probably get a Kevin Bacon sticker on it.
How cool would that be? How would that be to wear glasses that augmented?
He can be your
augmented reality.
All the time.
If it's augmented reality, he can always be walking with you. Like, if you turn and look to your right, Kevin Bacon's always with you.
No, the thing about Kevin Bacon...
WWKBD.
Kevin Bacon HoloLens, you always see him in your periphery. You can't... If you turn to look at him, he's gone, but you always just kind of see Kevin Bacon there in your periphery, so you know he's always there, but you can't ever quite get a grasp on where
he's
at.
Oh, man, they're taking airheads.
When you only see the one set of footprints because he was carrying you.
Because Kevin Bacon was carrying you.
He's always there.
Yeah. But yeah, they've got it set where you can take apps from your desktop and you can like spatially map them in your like in the room where you're at. Like you can have them spatially app like and it also knows where you're looking at.
So if you want to have your calorie counter
on
right
the
above
fridge.
Your stove or the fridge. You could do that.
Pretty much.
Well, if you walk out of the room and turn around, is it still where it was, or do you have to go back to your kitchen?
No, I'm assuming it's GPS.
I'm assuming because the guy put it on, and then he would walk through his house, and he'd have Netflix and Facebook on his coffee table. He'd have the calendar on the wall, and then he'd have something else like over there in the hallway when he'd go around the corner. It's right there. He looks in.
It's got to be GPS-based
if I have an alarm...
It sees where you're looking. Like, it knows where you're looking. It'll highlight whatever you're looking at. And then you just bring your finger up and just a little touch.
So if I program it to have my calorie counter on my fridge, I walk into my fridge, I say, do I really need to eat something? What are my calories at for today? Boom, there it is. Calories, okay, I can have maybe a banana.
Yeah, the way they were showing it, I'm assuming that's what it'd be like. Like, it also showed a guy pulling up Netflix. He just walked over, looked at Netflix, just a little touch in the air, and then it just popped up a screen in front of him.
Well, then what's going to be better, what you're talking about now, or those wristbands?
Oh, I saw those. I want those, too.
That has the
it projects
controller,
it on
right?
Your arm.
It projects onto your arm, and then based on how far away your finger is to the thing, it you can do your computer, you can dial people if you want on your wrist.
I've got freckles. That'd never work on me.
I don't think it actually looks at your arm. It looks how far your finger is away from your wrist.
But what about people who struggle with having, short elbow to wrist?
There's no one that has that short of, except children, and they're not going to give them to children.
What about little people?
The floor.
Oh, the floor. Is the floor to me now?
It's apparently the
Mikey, floor.
You're throwing me the floor? Okay.
I think we've drilled Windows 10 for all that it's worth.
Okay, get this.
Based on how much you know about Windows.
I know very little about Windows.
Headline says, scientist figures out how to unboil an egg.
I saw that.
Okay, so I thought, what? How far in the future have we come where we have, celebrities doing battle with fictional beasts? We have a computer software that will spatially augment presentations of Netflix on a roll of toilet paper. And now, a scientist has figured out how to unboil a hard-boiled egg.
Just in case you made a mistake.
Exactly.
Oh, I didn't mean to boil that egg. Oh, my gosh. What am I ever going to do?
I can't believe I let it sit in that water for 15 minutes.
20
Thank
minutes.
Goodness.
He boiled science. It for 20 minutes.
Thank goodness science has come along.
Dr. Gregory Weiss, no relationship to Rachel Weiss.
Any relationship to Gregory Hines? Not that we found?
No.
Inventor of
not
ketchup?
That we found. No, that's H-I-N-E-S is Gregory Hines. Mm.
Yes.
You're talking
Gregory Hines was Duncan's older brother.
I don't know.
Right,
who,
there you go.
Duncan Donuts?
Duncan Hines.
Duncan Hines.
Okay. Gregory Weiss, a professor of chemistry at University of California, Irvine. He was one of the scientists involved with unboiling an egg, okay? He said in a recent written statement, "In our paper, we describe a device for pulling apart tangled proteins and allowing them to refold. We start with egg whites, boiled for 20 minutes at 90 degrees Celsius." That's what he sounded like.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Can you play it?
I just did.
That came right off the phone. Okay.
Yes, that wasn't me.
It at the same time.
Don't ignore the man behind the curtain.
Fair enough.
Anyway.
That was a good impression of what smart people sound like.
Thank you. Right. Thank you. I've been, trust me, I've been using that impression to get where I am in life.
You haven't heard his Cockney.
Cockney?
No, I'm not that. I'm pretty humble.
What's your Cockney smell?
You're not sniffing my Cockney, Josh.
It only comes down halfway down my leg. Don't make it to the knee.
Anyway, him and his colleagues managed to add a chemical compound after it was boiled, and it liquefied the material that hardened during the boiling process. Okay, so basically, it liquefies the egg whites, and the compound that is added to it, pee.
So I'm assuming no one's eating these eggs.
No,
it's a proof of concept.
Right.
Urine.
Yes.
Why do you call it urea?
Well, urea would be the proteins of the urine.
Urea.
It's called it was a urea substance.
So you're telling me I can pee on my eggs and it'll unboil them?
I'm just saying.
No, entirely.
That's what this is saying. If you pee on a hard boil, I'm going to boil an egg and we're going to give it a shot.
Tomorrow.
Now, I thought this was pretty fascinating. So I got on the internet, okay, thinking, all right, I want
to
know more about this.
Best place to go for information.
You know what? It really wasn't that cool. Because it only unboils the egg whites, so the yolk still stays intact.
Well, obviously.
And even then, it only works on a single protein found in the egg whites, okay? And what they have to do after they unfold the proteins, as it were, they then have to team up with a whole nother company to put them in a vortex. Yeah. And vortex was in quotes, so I don't know what that's all about. But they put it in a vortex machine that helps reassemble just that one protein. So, yeah, you know, 20 minutes to boil an egg, you know, 8 seconds to pee on it, and then probably 2 days for some machine to put it all back together again. Basically, they've figured out how to fix Humpty Dumpty. With the vortex.
I think it's very interesting that the king's men couldn't do it. But the president's men could.
Well, guess what?
What?
In 2013, an article was published.
A full 2 years ago.
About a Frenchman that did this. Mm.
Did it pee on it?
No.
Well, they pee
actually,
on everything they eat.
Actually, he didn't.
Oh.
I was like,
what?
I found this at hoaxorfact.com. A French physical chemist named, I want to ruin this. Hervithis, his grandparents were from Norway.
Mm.
And the way he unboils the egg is after it's cooked and the protein molecules unroll themselves, they link up and enclose themselves within the water molecules. So the water molecules, that's how you boil it. To uncook it, you got to detach those protein molecules. And the way he did it was with sodium borohydride.
And that is?
Something with salt.
Molten, yeah.
No, it's not.
He said...
Sodium. That's not right.
Salt is sodium.
No, salt is sodium chloride. Go ahead.
Right. Okay. You add salt to it.
Scientists.
Which urine is kind of salty tasting, right?
I don't know.
Me neither.
I don't know. You want to try it?
I don't know. That's called Bear Grylls.
All right.
I'll
get them on the phone right now.
But for those that want to try it at home, he says you can do it with vitamin C.
Orange juice.
So if you want to... Yeah, so basically, if you want to unboil an egg, you can pee on it.
We'll go to B.
Or B, you can put vitamin C on it.
It's appropriate that that was number one.
Well, you know.
The number one solution would be pee on it.
Right.
You don't want to know the number two solution.
I don't like orange.
We'll go to three.
I don't like orange juice, so I'm just going to pee on my
eggs. Really?
How about you just eat the boiled egg?
No, I don't
and
like,
be thankful
I don't
you
like
have
boiled
it.
Eggs.
Okay. Well, then don't boil it.
Boiled eggs.
But what if you did on accident?
How do you accidentally boil an egg?
How did they find this out? Someone accidentally boiled an
egg. No, someone accidentally peed on a boiled egg.
Fair enough.
Now,
they just found a boiled egg. And they were like, hey, let's try to unboil this.
Well, this Frenchman was apparently going to make quiche food.
He's managed to find a way to take one egg yolk and make over 2 liters of mayonnaise with it. First off, who needs two liters of mayonnaise? But the fact that he can yield that much mayonnaise with one egg yolk is because he's discovered a way to do it, okay? Back in 2008. This is like big news now, I guess, because it was done here stateside.
And that was done in
France. But in 2008, they did it without having to use any fancy nonsense, certainly without having to pee on it.
I like to pee on stuff.
I like to pee in things. Toilets, usually.
I just like to not pee on myself.
That's a big deal.
Shower.
It's a hobby of mine. It's not urinating on myself.
Not urinating on yourself?
Yes. Yes, I'm getting pretty good at it.
Well, it takes a few years. You know,
to really get that under your, to get it under your belt.
To get it under your belt.
Well, that's going to do it for this episode of Actively Distracted Dialogue. I want to thank Tony.
Yep.
And Josh. You know what? It's the Silly Bus production, wasn't it?
I'd like to thank Tony for being here. Heb. Thank you, Josh. Bish.
Chupacabras, everyone.
Chupacabras.
This has been a production of the White Dragon Podcast Network. For information on this, as well as our other great podcasts, check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/WD Podcast Network, email us at WDPodcastNetwork@gmail.com, and follow us on Twitter at White Dragon PN.